For those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the ZANU-PF Congress. Of course, all is not well in the ruling ZANU-PF party. President Robert Mugabe is accusing his deputy, Vice President Joyce Mujuru, of plotting a coup against him. And this has led to the purging of all those who are backing Vice President Joyce Mujuru. Of course, they are alleged to be two factions in the party. One led by Vice President Mujuru and the other led by Justice Minister Emmerson Mnangagwa. And the two are said to be fighting to succeed President Robert Mugabe, who is 90. Of course, Mr. Mugabe is one of the world's oldest leaders at 90, and only the Israeli president at 91 is older than Mr. Mugabe. But I think we should note that the presidency in Israel is ceremonial. Mr. Mugabe has executive powers, Gibbs.
And of course, Blessing, we may ignore certain things, but First Lady Grace Mugabe toured the venue of the Congress, and people were saying, okay, there she is, and what is she doing there? And then we know that the Congress venue has been renamed the Robert Mugabe Square, so I think in honor of President Mugabe. And then we know that more than 12,000 delegates are expected to attend the Congress, and the accreditation process was going on at the time we came for this program. So now, if you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp. Our number is 1-202-465-0318. Yes, Tom Nomzano Mashiri. Utin Void.
Tina, Mkoma Kenya, Kenya. Yeah. Now, Mtere Rudari Parunari, Ku Botswana. Of course, before the break, Kenya was saying that people must not sympathize with Madame Mujuru because she is part of the group that has been running down the country. Mkoma Kenya, Internet Emeritance.
Right. Mkoma Blessing, one I'm on, is occupying the tribalism, and this is what one want to say. Right. ZANU-PF younger in my strong orders. Angaji Dikambena Mugabe. Mugabe is just very good. But not to call, not to worry education system. Waganga Mazinga Ura in Zimbabwe. Why worry our own kids? Ndola dawa kusimpathize na wakuti nga wadzoke. Wana goshe, they've been introducing wana zinara. Zosika zuti zino bebe, mota bebe zini kubadara. Zunu zino kubara kita 4-5. Zisinga etiki kule zinwe nika. Andi zuti zino wa simpathize na mkuti chi. Kana eri nyaya kuti owe machia mena akaronga kwa sasineta President Robert Mugabe. That's politics. President waka onati kuti wadzise wana wana dikambena. Wachi wadzisa Zimbabwe in terms yoku visa President Robert Mugabe. Visa say, don't go on a plan. You go back to the director and the assassinate Varunga was as the president of Varunga. You go to Sina, can I go to Jora? Asia Kaluma Kanachuni, Murgut in the Arakus or Vice President. President Robert Mugabe is such a wise somebody. Muno akaropa vazwa na Jehovah. Muno kuti unoziva zvaanoita. Regai mavouchers abude tione kuti Zimbabwe inoenderera mberi sei.
I want to attend a school room, Koma Kenyas.
Namjuru is such a cause of Zimbabwe, even Ipapa. They found out Evagas, Itaku Dara Takasunu, Ipapa, Fanonga Vakas, one of my elections, Anaki was Akanaka, Pete, Zunis, Gavavai, Gavabu, Congress Pamberi, Todavan, Varku, we have a new one.
To not end, I'm going to get yes.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, Kenyas is not mincing his words. He's saying he does not sympathize with Madame Vice President, and he's saying she must go. And he's saying Mr. Mugabe is a wise leader, and let's hope he's going to bring new brooms.
That's very interesting. It reminds me of a story that you wrote yesterday. You know, you're quoting Mr. Paskiti as saying that Mugabe is a king, and he has to have more constitutional powers, you know, to appoint people of his choice. And then you went further to write about some of those people that have been praise singing, you know, for their own supper, maybe. So let me come to you, Mr. Morris. Nzakubuza ke Sintula. Now, ukanyangazani ke bakhona abantu ku ZANU-PF. Ngathi kubandla le ZANU-PF abantu abaningi bathanda ukuthi bagezise isicathulo sikamgabe kumbe bazimunye nje bathi uyazi ngubaba wethu ngu-almighty abanye bazibiza futhi bethi bangabantwana aba-obedient kumnumzana umgabe kodwa-ke kuhamba njani khonapho nxa ungakwenzanga khonokho bakukhahlelela khatshana akunjalo mfowethu
Yes, nxa singakhangelisisa kakuhle siyathola ukuthi abantu abaningi abakuzana PF bafundiswa ezombusazwe lezi politics usukisela ngesikhathi sempi okokuthi ngabantu abakwaziyo kumele kwenziwe kupolitics ngakho yikho sibona kwesinye isikhathi babe bekhuluma nje amazwi kodwa ngemuva besenza imisebenzi ehlukana nalokho kumele kuqutshwe njengebandla yikho nje sibona nje kwesinye isikhathi baphonga ukukhuluma kodwa into engifuna ukuthi ngikhumbuze uZulu ngiyakuthi nxa sisithi singabe zanu PF sonke sivumelana izinto sisithi sihamba kanje bese kuzokuba labanye abaza kuba leyabo imihlangano ezaphikisa lokho okuvula ngelinyeleneyo yikho lapho phela elizabona khona abantu kuthiwa-ke wahambe ngoba ngingakhangelisisa njengesibonelo ukhokhasi yabesifazana izanu PF yavumelana nokuthi akuye ngcintisa ucomrade Monica Mtshangwa kodwa abanye abantu nambo sebesiyabambana lelinye ibandla sebesiyavotela-ke umuntu ongayisuye ovunyelweneyo kubandla kwakwenzakala njalo kokuspeaker of parliament futhi kwavunyelwana njengebandla ukuthi sihamba kanje kodwa abanye abantu bayabambana njalo le-opposition ukuyayenza ezinye izinto ezingayisizo ngakho uZulu kumele akuzwisise ukuthi lapha ayisikho ukuthi lapha kuyabangisana amandla kumbe kulabantu abaqanjelwa amanga kodwa kumele bakunanzelisise khonokho ukuthi ungathi wena ungowezanu p f landela lokho okuyakuvunyelele kuzanu p f hatshi ukuyakwenza okwakho wedwa yikho kuthi wayekuthengisa lokho
kodwa-ke izilogali phela ukuthi umuntu ethi umnumzana umgabe usenguthixo kancane kambe kulungile khonokho
umuntu uyabe ekhuluma akuzwayo singakhangela phela lowo maslogani ngithi ukubabaza khonokho ayisikho ukuthi kuyabe kubhaleke kuzanu p f futhi yenza lalokhu nalokho umuntu ubabaza njengokuzwa kwakhe umoya wakhe kumbe inhliziyo yakhe isitsho
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke mnumzana Morris Ngwenya what is saying is that everyone has got a right to say anything in zanu p f you can call Mr. Mugabe the way you want you can christian him maybe the almighty or you know all those kind of all those kind of you know he says he's not part of the party's constitution so you can say anything you know
indeed one interesting one was of course the ZANU-PF Youth Affairs Secretary Absalom Skosana early this year who suggested that Mr. Mugabe should assume the grand title of conqueror of the British Empire from the late former president of Uganda, Idi Amin Dada. And of course, Idi Amin had several titles to his name and was often referred to as His Excellency, President for Life, Field Marshal, Al Haji, Dr. Idi Amin, VC, DSO, MC, Lord of all the beasts of the earth and fishes of the sea, and conqueror of the British Empire in Africa in general, and Uganda in particular. So Skosana was saying that to, and this is what he said to Mr. Mugabe, and I quote, "You are the SADC deputy chairperson and also the African Union deputy chairperson. I know of people with titles like Idi Amin Dada who gave himself the title conqueror of the British Empire, but we celebrate the birthday of the genuine conqueror of the British Empire." That is him referring to Mr. Mugabe. And Mr. Mugabe, of course, has been described by some of his ministers as the other son of God. And there are also some religious leaders in Zimbabwe who call him King of Kings. Mr. Mashiri, what is your take on this praise singing and what we are seeing in ZANU-PF?
You find that some of the ministers actually kneel down. Men in ZANU-PF, they kneel down before Mr. Mugabe. You know, it's just something that shows that some of these people are so desperate. They get out of their way, you know, to please Mr. Mugabe, and they are spoiling him. And now we have this leadership cult, and the leadership cult has gone out of way. to the extent that now places in Harare or in Zimbabwe, they are identified by the name Mugabe and even his wife. So this hero worship has gone out of hand, and it is just wasting resources and time. Instead of advising Mugabe to improve on his leadership, to become more democratic, they are actually encouraging him to become more autocratic and to get away with murder.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you so much, Mr. Mashiri. And now let's go to, would you have Gibbs?
Yes, lo mnumzana ke o se South Africa kumbe kumama kumbe sike sizukuthi silobane icwane ye ngumama
yebo baba
sisabona mama
injani babo
siyaphila igama ngubani mama
Dorina
kunjani mama
khona kunjani baba
ye uyaluza udaba lapha solubambile ungathi mama
izwa ngelokudana baba ukuthi kathi eZimbabwe sona sizakhula sokusweni ngoba into yonke sayilwela sayithiwa silayo umhlabathi silawo kathi manje okumele sekumele sibe sisibwa futhi isezokuthi si-improvela izizethu ngekigogo yena leyo silayo abafakela amadamu lama-regesin silimele abantu abethu bani kumuke konke lokho ngoba sesizile sesizabe sivelela ukulwa babe besekhashwe ngathi zintethe bekhuluma labo besekangenkulumo zabo esingazizwayo ukuthi bakhulumane abantwana bayalamba abantwana bafundile bathengisa amatamatisi kuyini khonokho sisabalele sigcwele ema-South Africa sigcwele kubo-London sigcwele yonke indawo thina sinabantwana benyoka abadala labo ukuthi ukuthi abapumba-ke banike abantwana abancane ithuba lokubusa ilizwe ngoba babaphi kuba ngihlala phansi emakhithini baphela iporijini kwabo kuphelile
kodwa ubona ngazani mpo kuya ngaphi kolonku ke edoreni
hayi kuphelile seberaha nje anti kuthi ungayibona siraha isikhathi sasesikhathi seberaha nje vele abasakwane behlulekile abavume ukuthi behlulekile kathi kuyinokwehlulayo behlulekile abahlale phansi
kodwaabantwana
abancane basi
bangakwenza yini kolonku
bazakwenza kuphelile kathi thi kukhona okunye baraha kuphela lapho sokuphelile
kodwa siyakwazi phela inkosikazi Dorina ukuthi umbuso phela umnandi phela umnandi kakhulu ngoba ngapho ngutshiye uthi
khulukuthiudalangathi bona bakhathela bekupakisha izikhoma zabo kunamhla bepakisha phela imali ezibaba yethu ukuthi yehlule ukwakha ama-regation ngabe bebezama ngakhokho okuncane ngabe ama-regation angu-4 5 7 lokhu kwathiye usiniki imigwaqo yakhe ngama-potholes amadamu kasimisa agcwele isidaka kathi bona kwabo kunga hayi abake bazama ukuze bamuzele eceleni siya abantu abethu besidla abantu abethu bakufile ngokulamba saviminyaka le minyaka hawu
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke mama khona ye qhubeka
sathwala ezibhama egangeni zigijima abadala namhla bayagula amakholo bona lokhu bebaile
hayi
kazisana lezimoto zifuma e-South Africa zisebenzisa bonke abasibona ukuthi siyafika
hayi siyakuzwa sibili uyajinga mama ubuye phela nakusasa sibili usidinge lathi sizakudinga sixoxeni
kuyaniyanidinga nsuku zonke ngoba ngiyafisa sibili lathi amasizethu libuso lathi singalibusa hawu
hayi siyakuzwa ke mama wawusempini yini ungisibakhulule
ngangingekho uzokuze kusithi ngabe kuyabuyele kathi ibuyele kathi inkinga ingaphi ngoba abantu laba kusithi besithambe kakhulu avele abasasibonde ukuthi singobani
sibathambele
kakhulu abake baphume bake baphindelele lalo libuso kathi inkinga
ubona
ukuthi kuzakwehlulayo
siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke sibakhulule ye sikuzwile mama ungadinelwa kusasa uphenduke
Alright,
thank you very much. Dorina, yes, sibongile mama, sibongile. So, you know, Dorina is a former freedom fighter.
Mm-hmm.
She's now based in South Africa, and she's saying, you know, it's very sad what is happening in Zimbabwe, because you know, it's almost everyone is everywhere doing nothing when the country has got so many kind of resources, which can use, you know, to build dams, you know, to construct good roads, all those kind of things. And he says she doesn't see the reason why she went to the bush you know, to fight against Ian Tucker-Smith, who actually constructed better roads than the current government. So she's a very unhappy person and says that children are starving at home and something should be done. You know, she says, this is not what people fought for.
Zimbabwe, some other people have likened it to a poor man sitting on a mountain of gold. Tina Mkoma Phineas, Magadi Mkoma Phineas.
Magadi,
I want to report people from what they Mkoma Phineas.
Indoona kuti zvirikuita hurumende ZANU-PF iri kutotikanganisa isu vechidiki nekuti hatichazivi kuti todii muupenyu hwedu kana ivo vachiti vice president havachakwanisi kuti vapinde mumusangano vachivadzinga saka varoda kuti isu kutione titoitawo sei apa mamwe mapartis akadawo kuti asumudze musoro vanobirira pakuvhota tichirohwa nguva dzavhotera ZANU-PF zvino tinozviita sewo ipapa zvinotiwo ndo mashoko angu.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru Mukoma Phineas. Of course, Phineas is saying what is happening is disturbing, especially to the youths. It's not even setting a good example that the vice president can be treated in this way. Gibbs.
So I'm happy. Umnumzano Mashiri is especially one or two messages on Facebook. Blessing. We've got one from Alfred Mugodi who writes, "Here ne kunzima," and then we've got Clear Munaki who writes, "Let them fight, but don't kill them. They shouldn't kill themselves." And then we've got another message from Clemens who writes, "Wait and see. There may be some blood shed here." Then Posani writes, "The fight is a blessing in disguise for most struggling Zimbabweans." Then Chinjama Idiro, I think that should be an MDC kind of link. You know, it says, "President Robert Mugabe's leadership in ZANU-PF and the country is now overdue. He has stayed in power for too long. This is the root of factionalism in ZANU-PF. This is causing further damage to the already ailing economy. Government ministers from both factions are focusing on political survival when the economy is bleeding. The only honorable thing is for Mr. Mugabe to resign and call for fresh elections. He cannot resuscitate the economy, and he allegedly rigged elections since 2002 without any concrete plan to run the country and rescue it from the economic doldrums." Then what Simba Chikati, who writes, "Mr. Mugabe should leave office peacefully." Then Leroy says, "Let's hope the police won't throw any tear gas onto the ZANU-PF Congress people today and tomorrow." Then we've got the Adbom Lilo, who writes, "This is not a Congress at all. It looks like a kangaroo Congress. Shame on them." I think I'll end there. So, Nyeku Baba Morris, that's it. Baba, Mgwenya, ubulale lapa wani bakubekuluma. Kamba kubapendule sisu.
Yeah, entando utsheluzulu ukuthi abantu kumele ngalesi sikhathi jabule ukubana inkinga esilayo eZimbabwe yiyo yona leyo ukuthi ibandla elibusayo bekulokudonselana khonokho ukuthi abantu bebeqoqana besithi bona kumele inhlelo zonke ezenziwa ngupresident zibuyele emuva ukwenzela ukuthi bona bathathe isikhundla sakhe.
So kodwa
kumele bajabule ukubana sekulungiswa lokhu kuCongress yona leyo ukuthi laba abaisela emuva inhlelo zikahulumende abaphume. Yikho nje isihloko singesokuthi izim asset igcwalisiswe ngokugcweleyo.
Yes, iyakuzwa kakhulu ke. He's saying that you know, all those people that are worth it are going to be elected, and that's the way to go for ZANU-PF so that they can actually go ahead with the program. Zim asset, you know, Zim asset.
Mr. Mashiri, talking about Zim asset.
Zima said was meant to put people to sleep during the 2013 elections. It was meant to cheat and to mislead people into believing that now ZANU-PF is about to rescue the unemployed, promising as many as 2 million jobs in a record time, and which employment was going to be created in a country where most of the factories have closed down. Companies have closed down. Unemployment is at about 80 or 85%, if not higher, although officially they say it's about 15%. That is the government's estimate. So coming back to Zim asset, even the Japanese have said not in its present form, let alone the Chinese. They said, no, we know about this, put it right first. So in short, Zuma said is not something that is credible. Even ZANU-PF's friends have rejected it. The West has rejected it. We don't know who is going to accept it.
Mr. Ngwenya?
Well, Mr. Mashiri is just chanting rhetoric. There is nothing affecting what he's saying. To begin with, Zim Asset was 2013 December Chinoy conference. That was way after elections. It then became government's program after it was adopted by the conference in Chinoy. As you can see, that he's just chanting rhetoric to criticize anything for the everything that is done by ZANU-PF for the sake of it. Well, we are not concerned about who approves or who disapproves of our programs, but Zimbabweans in general agree that Zim Asset is the way to go. Therefore, we don't care whatever someone out there says, because they have their government programs, and that should be their priority.
Thank you so much.
If I could just answer just a second only.
Oh, okay, okay.
ZANU-PF wants money. It wants funding, $30 billion for Zim Asset, and it's asking for international assistance for that Zim Asset program. So it cannot pretend that it is its own story, in which other countries should have nothing to say about. So it goes back to lack of credibility. It's not viable. It was just a campaign gimmick.
Thank you. Regatiende kuna vachiwayo. Vachiwayo makadi.
Ndinawe makadi zenyu vajonga.
Ndivazulu. Kuri sei Joni?
Joni kuri nani.
Muri kupi kwacho?
Ndiri kuMafikeng. Mafikeng Northwest.
Mafikeng Northwest.
Yeah.
Okay. Tipeo pfungwa dzenyu.
Ini pfungwa dzangu maonero angu pa ZANU-PF. Kurwisana kwairi kuita uku. Ndokumwe kuchinja kweupenyu kuchauya pamberi patiri kutevera panguva iri kutevera iyi. Nekuti zvino tikatarisa pavanhu vose vari kudzingwa muZANU-PF ndiyo dzanga zviri zvidza zveZANU-PF. Saka vafana vese ava vari kudzinga madharai ndiyo yaya taimbogara tichitaura tichiti ZANU-PF iri kungoshandisa vechidiki. Vechidiki pasina chavanowana. Saka iye wake mudhara mugaba haasi kutoona kuti vafana vari kudzinga madharai mukana wokuti ivo vavanewo kupinda pazvinzvimbo vazokwanisa kuchinja zvinhu. Nokuti mukatarisa vese mazidhara aisa anga achinzi ari kudzingwa aya ndevamwe vanhu vanga achikodzera utsinye mukati meZANU-PF. Maonero angu iwaya.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vadliwai.
Notenda baba blessing.
Of course, Mr. Dliwai, you're saying that what is happening now, there are some young techs who are paging the old timers in the party because they also wanted to be in charge.
That's very interesting. Now, Mr. Ngwenya, let's suppose the so-called Emmerson Mnangagwa faction grabs all the important posts this Congress. Now, what is this group going to do? Which is different from what we have been experiencing in Zimbabwe during the past 34 years.
Good. Well, I don't know of anything called the Emmerson Mnangagwa faction, because as we speak right now, ZANU-PF has been cleansing the party from factionalism. Therefore, I don't expect the Secretary for Legal Affairs to have gathered a faction.
No, but let's be honest, Mr. Ngwenya. There are factions in ZANU-PF. Even the president actually acknowledged that there is the Mujuru and Emmerson Mnangagwa faction, and you were supposed to set up a commission of inquiry, which was not done before the Congress. So at the end of the day, if, let's say, the Emmerson group wins, what is going to happen? What difference is it going to make? I think that's a fundamental issue in Zimbabwe right now.
If there was an Emmerson group, we expected to have been paged the same way the Juru group was paged.
That is why I'm denying that there is anything called the Emmerson Mnangagwa faction.
Mr. Mashiri,
ZANU-PF agreed that they should do away with factionalism from the conference in Chinoy last year. And this is exactly what has happened. So why would they keep quiet or just ignore one faction and at the same time dealing with one?
Mr. Mashiri, do you agree with that?
Oh, of course, I don't agree with that. My dear brother is in denial. I don't know why he is in such a denial when even Mr. Mugabe himself and the Politburo, when it met last time, they acknowledged that there are these two factions, one led by Mujuru and the other one by Mnangagwa, and that they set up a commission, and which commission, as we understand, has been interrupted by the Congress. So, you know, to pretend that there are no factions, obviously he's doing it for his own security and safety there in Zimbabwe, where if you acknowledge factionalism, you are suggesting that, you know, maybe you support one against the other. It's unfortunate, but it's a fact of life that they are factions, and that the fact that the Mnangagwa faction has been left to run away with everything else. For instance, the media is being dominated by this Mnangagwa faction. That is why they are exposing the wrongs or the alleged wrongs of this Mujuru faction. So, in short, I would say that if Mnangagwa were to take over, obviously things will get worse. They will move from bad to worse, and not only for ZANU-PF, but for the whole country.
We'll come to Mr. Gwenya to respond to that. Regatiere unemwe mterere, mkuma clever, magadi. Aiwa, tiripota outside, nzuge mkuma clever. Muruko ona se jirwiti kama ZANU-PF. Ayo, neiwa yuma shoma, ndofu katika kita tuwa za buru kutawa.
Right.
Noted. Of course, clever is a man of few words.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying these are two elephants that are fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what happens to the grass.
The grass suffers.
Yes, so I'm inferring that maybe saying that is... the heavyweights in ZANU-PF continue to fight. It's the ordinary people. Ordinary Zimbabweans who continue to suffer because, like what some people are saying, no one is addressing the real elephant in the room, the economy.
That's the point, Mr. Ngwenya. The economy is bleeding right now. You guys are fighting. Your last word.
Well, my last word is Zimbabweans should really rejoice in a few days. ZANU-PF, the ruling party, will resolve all this confusion that has been taking place. Being done by this faction led by the vice president, it has derailed the economy, it has derailed the ZANU-PF programs. Therefore, after we expect that ZANU-PF will be much stronger, and with that coherence, we expect government programs to move smoothly.
Mr. Mashiri?
Oh, honestly, we are back to the excuses that ZANU-PF always resorts to. It resorts to excuses for its failures. When there was the GNU, Government of National Unity, ZANU-PF was blaming MDC, you know, and sanctions for everything that went wrong. And now, all of a sudden, they've found another good excuse. Mujuru faction, please, tell the truth. The economy has died because of poor governance of Mr. Mugabe.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Bashiri. Unfortunately, time is not on our side, but we want to take this opportunity to thank our analyst, Mr. Clifford Mashiri, based in London. He's a PhD candidate and also a political analyst and ZANU-PF activist, Mr. Maurice Gwenya in Harare. Thank you also to our listeners and those who sent messages and also our viewers. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying good night, Zimbabwe.